Samach Beis. We're learning a very negedic thing about Tzusa Pesach, which is made min atzad. Tzusa Pesach has to be mamush on top of the two konim on the side. The string or the konah on top has to be mamush on top of the two konim. So that's, we learned Sif Yud Aleph. Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, Ma'u Tzusa Pesach. You can have a low string and a low thing on the side, and it's connected to a wall or something. At least the lechi on the side has to be 10 tefachim. They have to be mamash underneath, because if they're not mamash underneath, then it'll be minatzad, because that goes up straight, yeah, as high as you want, and then the string which is not on top of it is minatzad. But if it goes up underneath it, then you assume it stops there. Even though it goes up as high as you want, it stops there. If it's taka minatzad, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. This is where we were up to. So at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, about seven lines down, im yochol lismach ala telegraph, on page Reshu Tes. If Yochel Lismach ala telegraph, b'mukim tzuris ha-pesach, ayim b'tzuris ma'am, maltriv tzuris, ayim b'tzuris tzuris b'shleime. It means, when the telegraph poles came out with wires all around towns, the oilem was very, very happy, because now they've got tzuris ha-pesachs all around town. The problem which the Mishnah Berurah L'chora addresses, the problem in these tshuvas is, that they weren't made for tzuris ha-pesach. The name was a bit of a machloikas, without paskim to come. As a Sheikh Chazanish, you don't need to make it to a Pesach or Shem to a Pesach. That means Mechitza Oimel Me'elev is a Mechitza, and you have to decide maybe that it's to a Pesach. So somebody goes there, Shabbos, or whoever, or the Rav, or anybody, and he says, oh, look at that, it's a good to a Pesach, it was a good to a Pesach. That's one of the main problems which was in telegraph poles. So the Mishnah Berurah Samachay Loi Mahani. Oh, we learned this from Hemet Kona Achas Tachas Eze Mokim Shoyim in Atzad. If you put, you had one on one side and it was Minatzad, like we said, you wound it around the lamppost, and you have it's Minatzad. So what do? You put another wood on the side, and then you're okay. Oba Avada, you're taka okay, but there's a din of the bring from the ram that you have to be careful to that people will now make a mistake. That it is, the real one is not the wood on the side, no, it's the other one. And people will say it's minatzad. So you have to take away the one minatzad. So if you take away, you will have a string. So that means it's you have to connect it to a wall or something like that, where people won't make such a mistake. And then maybe a lamppost also hasn't got this mistake, because people know it's a lamppost. And the real stick is the one underneath, because that's not a stick for two, it's a vessel, that's a lamppost. This is Shechen Haitiger Chubas. Zogt Leumahani. Zogt the Mechaba weiter. The top line. They have to be very strong. Enough to be megabel a delas of kolshus. It's not very strong. A weak delas. Because you must remember, this is a tzuras ha-pesach. It's a tzura of a pesach. So we have to imagine a pesach has doors. We have to imagine that this was strong enough to put doors onto these two posts. But it doesn't have to be the strongest fire door. Yeah. It can be a filler, a door of kash, or ikonim, a shvacher door is also called a door. A filler, and also it can be, because it's connected to, the thing it's connected to can also help it. Later in the lech, you see the same idea. That means that even this is a bit schwach, but it's connected to something which makes it strong, could also be good. It's tied onto a wall. Avol, that's only the sides have to be reasonably strong. Avol koneshal gabon sagi bekol shuv afile gemi mahani. This comes from Yishalmi, even though in our Gemara always says kone al gabon, a stick on top. Don't stay, you don't just stick on top. Which is, we use this always, otherwise we'd have much difficulty making it to a Pesach across streets. I feel a gemi. Gemi is a reed. A reed, it means paper, it means a string made of reed. You can even put a string across, and it's also all right. So, gewaldige chiddush. So, the Mishnah Berurah, gemi. Mikol mokem, oyse gemi, zorich lo yinotel al yidei haruach. If that gemi is just something so flimsy that it's not well connected, or it's a very thin string, which after a strong wind will just make it go away, it'll make it go away if there's a wind, a normal wind, then it's not even a gemi, it's nothing. Now, it's a very, very wichtige Mishnah Berurah here, which brings the Machzor Shekel. Because of Machzor Shekel, the Mikol Mokum, Kil, Kona, Shal Gabon, Mikona, Shebit Stodim. The corner on top is more kuladik than the side corner. The oisan shabit stodim, tzorich lizor shlo yinidim aruch, b'kamash kozum aram simish yinzir zirudalat. The side ones, you have to make sure they don't shake. Oh, we had before, shayla, can it shake a bit? Oh, but zirah can't shake enough to go flying away. For it has to be strong. Aval al corner shal gabo nei de tzorich lizor shlo yinotel al yidei aruch. You have to make sure that it doesn't fly away. In ganzen, altogether. Aber ihr riech, ihr nieder, wie viel Shakes eh mit Kachkulum, ist nicht gefährlich. Das steht im Shabur. You might have thought different, aber so steht im Shabur. Ihr nieder, ihr riech, ein mit Kachkulum. It doesn't matter. Die Eke, ha mechitze, tolle, beschnei, akonim, oimdi, ben azad. The mechitze, dicke din. When mechitze is always, we have to make sure they don't shake, is only the side posts. The top post is just a hecker, it's just to connect them, ke'elu, and it doesn't matter if it shakes. V'yesh ma'achroinim sh'machmirim b'zeh. The o'achroinim, b'roishom, the Mishkan is Yaakov, he brings it underneath his machmeh. U'ledidu, and I'll come to them, b'sh'oisen e'val de'chevel, if you make with a string, tzorach l'moiskoi b'chazoka, you have to make it very, very strong, pull it very tight, k'deish lo yinidenu ha'ruach, it shouldn't shake at all. Wait one second, I want to learn Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Beis, kippah, pirush, Shah also a kippah, a shah which is made like a
dome.
Yeah, it means it's got two walls on the side and the top is like a semicircle. There's another word for it.
Archway.
Pirish also a kippah. Im yesh bragleo. So is a ganz machleikas nechus mezuzah. Here the mechaber says if you have straight walls on the side of ten tefachim. Then it's okay. So you can have two walls on the side, and then like a railway arch, and then it goes round like that. So that will also be a Tzusa Pesach. The Chayyim of Mechab is saying it doesn't have to be horizontal on top, it can even be round. But on condition, the two sides are not like that. The two sides should be straight first for 10 Tefachim. So the Mishabur, Koidim Shiaskil Iskagel, Samachzak, with Salome, Delimit Safinon, Mokkema, Igul, Legreva, Sotrochim. If it's round in Ganzen, you can't use that for the 10 Tvochim. Shetzorchli is Tzur, Sapes, Tzur, Sapes, has straight sides. So you have to have at least 10 Tvochim of straight sides. Now this, the Friedrich Mishabur, is a very, very big machloikus. I mean, the Mishabur is up claw, he brings a Matzah Shekel, that the string is allowed to shake. Can you read differently? You can shake and shake for all you want. Now, then the Mishkan Yaakov says that it shouldn't shake. Mishkan Yaakov, Bemis, Mishabur brings underneath the reasons of the Mishkan Yaakov. He doesn't really bring the end of the Mishkan Yaakov. Mishkan Yaakov finishes off, and therefore you shouldn't use a string. You should use a stick, which is Yishamashay. You should use a string. This day, if you look properly, Mishkan Yaakov, he doesn't bring all the reasons. Oh, but the reason why people are more machmir nowadays in this is because the Chazanish was agreed, not to all the reasons of the Mishkan Yaakov, but the Chazanish agreed to have two problems with a string that shakes. One of them was a string which is loose. A string which is loose goes like that. So the Chazanish Tainet, we just learned, a kippah is okay. So the Chazanish, a kippah is okay. Who tells you that a kippah like this is okay? Why not? Because we learned that you have to be on top of the konim. Now, if that's on top of the konim, when it goes like that, it's not on top of the konim. That's one tiny of the chazanish. The other tiny of the chazanish is, the string goes this way when you have a wind.
It's not on top, yeah.
So it's not between the konim. Two things. One is it's not on top of the konim, and one is when the wind goes it, it's not between the konim. That's the chazanish's tiny, and that's why nowadays people are very machmeh to make it as taut as possible. Maskin. I agree. Storm Mishabura brings a Matzah Shekel. And the Strah Chazanish, who's Machmeh? Okay? Mishabur later brings the Matzah Shekel without any Cholkim. Doesn't even bring the Mishkas Yaakov. What disturbs me is so there's another what you call it. There's another Shitta, which brings in Moyosha 100 years ago. They made up, has to be within Gimel Tvachim. Within Gimel Tvachim, you have to have the if it's like this and it's pending within Gimel Tvachim, it's good. It's quite impossible to reckon what's within Gimel Tvachim, I tell you. We had one that somebody threw shoes over it. I cut off the shoes, next week there wasn't more shoes. So the only answer was, because they wanted to put shoes there for reasons, so Baila, I put another string on top. Finished. You see, once I put the other string on top, the difference between the shoe string and the other one. You look at it from far, you say, it's not, it's hardly bending. Now that there's two strings there, you can see quite well that the one with the shoe on it, the one with the shoe hanging on it, you can go down Lower Broughton Road, right at the end, you'll see it, in the shops. the one with the ones with the shoes and the boots hanging on it is so much away. If, when we first, before I put the other one on, you would have thought it's 3 tefachim. Now you can see, it's mamash, it weighs it down. Yesterday it was windy, I went past there, it was mamash, because the shoes go with the wind even further out. But what is, so the 3 tefachim is also a shia. Where it comes from is shvetizung. Other, the pshat is, they, the machmirim, want to say, that even according to the Masa Shekel, it can't be out 3 tefachim. And that Masa Shekel also only meant 3 tefachim. And his dati, that's a big toss. Big toss, I had a big looks with it, well, so it came out. It's a big toss. Masa Shekel did not care, however it is, even not Masa Shekel, but one of the guys is from the people that they used to use telegraph poles. And when they used to use telegraph poles, shtick claw. What did telegraph poles? I said to this person, did the Chaznish put up the telegraph poles? I found that when they used to use telegraph poles, they went like this. There's no suffix. They bring it. They bring it in the sforim that speak about telegraph poles. They say, aye, it's going like this. Aye, it's going round town even. And they said it was going round town, and it was on the postman at Sad. So what did they say? You should put one over here, and one over here, and it doesn't matter. And it was Minat Sad. It was on the telegraph pole, it was like that. So they said, put another stick underneath. Right? But you only did that at the beginning of town and the end of town, one of the Achronim say. What about all the rest? So this person told me, they were mamma straight along the road. Shtusim. Sorry, shtusim. Well, the telegraph poles weren't straight along the road, I'm sure. The longest of the those that did this is Pshatazoi. They held. Why did they hold not like the Chaznish? Chaznish, they held that the din of going lower, it must be Al-Gabov, is only on the side, where it's connected. As long as it's connected on top, you are right. Between, I don't care. Chaznish, even between, it should be not lower and not going to the side. That's why in Eretz Yisrael they make wide lechis next to the lechi. Besides the big lechi that's standing up, the thin lechi that's standing up, they put another one here. So they gain, if it goes lower, it's still not lower than that. There's only 10 tefachim high. If it goes out, it should be still within the wider lechi on the side. That's why they do it. Then the mekayim, even the chazanish. But the mas, if you make it very, very straight, very, very tight, and it's not too long, you gain this as well. Simashin Samach Gimel. Dinei Movi Velechi Voi Lamed Vov Sifim. Sif Aleph. Mokrim Sheyesh Boi Sholish Mechitzes. A place which has 3 mechitzes. Osru Chachomem Letaltul Boi Ad Sheyase Shum Tikun Beruvis. 3 mechitzes, Medereise 1, 2, 3, is already a place where you're allowed to carry. Whether it becomes a Rishus HaYochid with 3 mechitzes, or whether you're just allowed to carry, is a Machloikus Rishonim. Rambam learned you need 4 really to be able to carry to call it Rishus HaYochid. But Rav Rishonim learned like 3 mechitzas is Rishus HaYochid Midraisa. But we need to do something for the 4th rule, Midrabonon, since it's only a Drabonon, the Rabonon let you off with a Shvacha rule. Osri Chavash Hashim Tigrubi. So the Meshabriya Mokin Shashri Chavash Hashim Chitzah Sainik Gain Movu. You have a Movi, which is a closed cul-de-sac. Shabasurach Leruch Ruvias, which is open to the 4th side. Oy Chotze Shenifritz Echad Meksolov. Say if it's open to Karmel, it makes no difference, because some say that it makes a difference, like the Rambam, but Mechaber it makes no difference, it always is a place which, when it's Rishus HaYochid, it doesn't make a difference, Midraisa. We know 3 walls is not enough, Midrabonon, and you have to make a Tikkun. You can carry it within 4, because even Rishus HaRabim, anyway, you can carry it within 4 arms. But Tam Shal Suri, the Gimash Ruvich, is Pesuch Legomri, because it's open on one side, don't mix up Rishus HaRabim, it looks like Rishus HaRabim, not to be very tough, Rishus HaRabim, be Alocha, whether it's Midrash or Nobon, Shum Tukum Ruvich, Hainim Ruvich, Ramsu Gilu Chalecha, what you do? What do you do? Sea base. Chotze, Shen Nifretz, Bemilui. If it's a Chotze, and it has a Nifretz, Bemilui, it's completely open on the 4th side. And it's ad Esa Amos. As long as it's till Esa Amos, there's 2 Eitzes. This is not commonly known. There's 2 Eitzes for a Chotzer. One is a little Mashu on either side, and one is 4 Tvochim on one side and nothing on the other. Pas Dalet it's called. So one is, you have 1, 2, 3 good walls, and your front open drive is totally open, so you can either have a Mashu on either side, or you can have 4 Tvochim on one side and nothing on the other. So the mechaber. This is all only on condition it's less than 10 hours. ad esa amas nita be pas rochav abo tvochim. You should put a pass wide for tvochim shiami dena mitzad echad b'mokem apolitz. That's one etzer. Four tvochim wide on one side. If you're going to put something on both sides, die, on either side, 10 tefachim high is good. What happens if you did have a wall, got bashed down? Same thing. Either have a four left or have a mashu left. We didn't say mashu. Here the mechab is machmir. If it's left over, that means it wasn't made specifically l'shem lechi, then the Mechaber says, oy im nishtayim ach shnei tzodim, tefach mikam betefach mikam. Shabu is going to say, asach l'cholik avdeim. But the Mechaber says, if it's left over, and it wasn't made as a post, then you have to, only a wool that was there, and it broke, then you have to have either four tefachim, or not just a mashu. Tefach mikam, betefach mikam, because they were goyva so tefachim, even if the whole way that it's coming into the street is very, very thin, it's not even for tvochim, because it's going like this, so the mugavom knows you've got a chotzer that goes like this, very wide, and then it goes together, and it ends up with four tvochim. Then it still needs a tikkun. If it would come mamash to less than three tvochim in the end, then you won't need a tikkun. This tikkun is only if you've got a width of 10 amas. If you've got more than 10 amas, there is no eitzah with little lechis and with pastalids. You have to make a tzuas ha-pesach. It's because if it would be open to somebody else's chotzer, you can make a eruv. You don't need to make any tikkun. But because it's open to the street, to a kamas, to an open place, you need to make a tikkun if you want to carry in your chotzer. There's nothing left on either side. He means if you would have 11 amas, solid. 10 amas space, it's okay. Because 10 amas is okay. But here, because it's open with nothing on either side, it doesn't matter if it's 8 amas or 10 amas, it's still no good. What do you have to put? A mashu mikan, or dalad amas mikan, that is if you're putting. If you just broke down the wall and it's there from before, the Mechaber says you have to have a tefach mikan. Lav dafke tefach. So Mishabuya says, Lav dafke tefach, le dai b'shnei mashu, and k'nil le mam se'i k'mesh 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 k'mesh. So if you look in Bialocha, he brings some people, the Chayodom says you should be machme, if it's a leftover from a broken, then, and you didn't put it specially there, you do have to have a tefach and a tefach, not just a mashu. It doesn't have to be, if the wall on the side is 20 tochim high, it doesn't matter. You have to make yours 10 tochim high. Because it's the whole way, even if it's just dalet tochim, that means it doesn't matter, even if you wouldn't be memilu. Let's say you go like this, and you haven't got past dalet. You're left with two tvochim, three tvochim, and then you've got four tvochim. It's also no good. As long as you've got a break of four tvochim with no pastalad or two shtiklach, it's no good. But it's not imid merubah. Because you merely got a tikkun. But if you'd have an eight there, eight tvochim, and you filled in four and a drop, then it would be kosher, or better. You got six there, and you filled in three and a drop, even though you're left with just under three, that's no good. You have to have seven. And you put in four, no, not four. You put in three and a half. So even though you haven't got past Dalet, but you made Oymed Merubah. You put in 3.6, you're left with 3.4, it'll be good. Because Oymed Merubah is a different thing. We're not talking about Oymed Merubah. Oymed Merubah is a din on its own. Even in any coastal, you can have Oymed Merubah, not just on the four side. Even if it's 3.6 against 3.4, you'd also be okay. But otherwise, if you got three, is okay. If it comes to mamash, those things less than three, is okay. That means if you have 10 amas, then even if it is more, even if you have a 10 amas thing, even if you have a oimet next to it of 20 amas, it doesn't help because a pitz of 10 amas always needs a tusa pesach. It's a base, that one, no? Dalad? Was it Dalad or a base?
Sure.
Moshe, why are we taking the...